The following episode of the Life Changes Show has been pre-recorded. Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, author Gail Michael.
Look at the night. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Catherine Therrien. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
If you're just joining us for the first time, yes, this is the Life Changes Show. And just like the name says, we talk about life changes. So technically, we talk about anything or can talk about anything. And tonight is no exception. We like to talk with people that have either made positive changes in their lives or are helping other people make positive changes or have products or workshops, things that help people and the world. Tonight is very much that. We have titled the show Learning to Love Yourself. What could be more of a positive change than that? And it's interesting. Those of you who know me, I'm an author as well, and I've written a book called The Little Dog That Could. It's been out for 2 years, and in these past couple months, I've had the pleasure and the task of doing the audio version of the show. Of the book. And the interesting thing is that I've gotten to relive the book all over again 2 years later. And I'm a completely different person from the person that wrote the book and a completely different person from the person who experienced the story 10 years prior that the book is about. And it reminded me of something that we used to say to each other when we were kids. If you had to do it all over again, would you do it the same way? And I remember saying something to the effect, of course not, because then it means I wouldn't have learned anything. So how could I possibly do it the same way? And then people would argue and they would say, well, but you wouldn't be who you are. And so it's an interesting argument. It's a rhetorical question. We can all play with it. However, as I look back at the book and my story and my life, I would do it all over again, and I would do it very differently and have new lessons to learn. And I thought of this also because our guest released her book that we're going to be talking about today, Unveiling Rosanna. And she released it, I believe it was 2008. And then she took it off the market and changed it completely and then just re-released it. So this is special because I don't know that we've ever interviewed somebody that we knowingly has done that, because she says that the person who she had become way after the book had been released was a completely different person. Well, I understand that she has become an even more completely different person since even the book was released. And so she is inspiring. We are happy to have her here. And so joining us in just a little bit will be Gail Michael. And then live music here in the studio with Catherine Therrien. All on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and I am sitting here with Mark Leger, who... Gosh, Mark, life changes. What could you say?
Well, I can say a lot. I haven't written my book yet.
And we can't wait for you to.
And that will happen one day. But I can say that I am not the same man that I was when we started this journey and this show and brought us to this moment. So everything that you say obviously resonates so deeply and has been our journey, you, me, Dorothy, you know, to get here now. And really excited for this show because it's really such appropriate content, and looking forward to a great dialogue.
Well, as in every show, as we end it, we say, as your life changes, like ours did tonight, well, I'm sure that will be the case for so many of us. We, again, have called it Learning to Love Yourself. And because of our guest, and she is an author, a sculptor, a writer, not just an author, so including poetry and a screenplay, and a deep thinker, and so much more. She has been an inspiration to me. You might not know her, and that's something we love, and because you don't have to know this. People don't have to be famous, or at least not famous yet, to be inspiration. We find inspiration all around us. So welcome to the show, Gail Michael.
Hi, so happy to be here.
What a pleasure to have you. There's so much I'd love to talk to you about, and I truly mean, I watched you on Facebook, and then I got to know you when you came to a book signing of mine, and I thought, wow, she truly is special. And then you walked in the studio today, and you shared something with me that literally floored me and had me emotional, and you were trying to console me. So interestingly enough, you were trying to console me. What was it that you shared with me?
Well, on my way to the studio, I realized that this was part of who I was, and it was something that I had never really revealed before to such a large audience, just my most intimate friends. And it actually had a lot to do with me and my journey and who I am today, but I did reveal to you that I was a little nervous because I had been sexually abused from the age of 3. And as I drove here, and it was a long drive, I realized that it was actually what shaped me for who I am and what goes along with that. And it's very interesting in this day and age, especially in these last few weeks with all that's going on, with all these women coming out with their stories. And there's been some negative backlash about that. And I realize that when it happens to you, it changes how you think about yourself, and you think negative thoughts, and you think that you're bad and all those things. And you don't think you're worthy of love or success or anything like that. And it takes a lot of courage and a lot of consciousness and a lot of healing to come out and tell people that you've been abused like that. So I finally forgave my innocence enough to love myself enough to talk about it. So tonight is a big time to do that. It shaped the story of Unveiling Rosanna, because the character, even though her situation is different, she sees her husband's infidelity firsthand, but that's a deep wound that needed to be healed, that she needed to be healed. Mm-hmm. The book is loosely based on my experiences, and of course I didn't put that in the book, but the deep wound that I had was the sexual abuse as a child. So.
And the interesting thing, first of all, congratulations for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Here you could have been nervous because this is the first radio interview. You've given a lot of talks and book signings. This is the first radio interview you've done. But no, you said that's nothing. I've got this other thing. And I can't imagine, and the interesting thing is, as horrific as that is, you also shared so many other things, and the story just got deeper and deeper, and I feel like there's a book there too someday that could be very healing for a lot of people, and so I thought you were an inspiration before, and now you are even more so. I asked you at one point what the book was about, and you did say that this woman, Rosanna, who you made up but is loosely based on your life, finally realizes she is enough and forgives her own innocence in her life. And you just mentioned the innocence part. Could you talk about the enough?
I never thought that I was enough for myself. You know, internally, I never thought I was enough. I always thought that I had to heal something more. And there was a lot of healing, you know, layers and layers that we go through. But I realized that I am enough. It's not what I have. It's not where I am. It's not who I'm with. It's not whether I'm in love at the time. I'm just enough now. So I can't explain it any more than that. I'm not really sure. I know everybody has their own journey, and there are so many modalities and so many things out there that can help us, you know, forgive ourselves as we go through these challenges in our lives and give us the courage and, you know, the inspiration to have the life that we want, or just to be able to have the dream, because we're worth it. So, you know, my journey was very unique and very beautiful and very different when I was in Italy, in Greece. It was amazing and magical and spiritual, and, you know, there were angels everywhere, and everybody was just so kind and wonderful, and that's what the book's about. But I finally allowed myself to enjoy life and laugh and be happy and forgive myself. So,
the forgive yourself for your innocence.
Yes.
And you're referring to the you were too innocent to be able to do anything about what you shared.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that you didn't know better, in a sense, to attract different relationships. You attracted men in your life that continued part of the issue, some of the issues.
I've fallen in love a lot in my life, and I've had amazing relationships. My husbands, I've only had two. They were amazing. But they were there to show me love and acceptance, but at the same time to show me parts of myself that I didn't want to see. I believe everybody's a reflection of you, of me. And when they come before us, they just have messages, and those messages are what start the healing process for those parts that are in the dark.
Mm. You know, it's interesting. You don't have a workshop yet, and you're not out there lecturing on how to learn to love yourself. What I feel can happen in people listening to you and how you're sharing your story and aspects of your story, and then also in the book as well, how you have come to learn to love yourself. And of course, it's deeper than that. You also mentioned, like you said, ashrams and modalities and all kinds of things in order to get to be able to be at this place where you could actually console someone and say, I'm okay. Which is what happened before this. And the reason you said you could do that is because you said you developed what?
When you're a child of violence or abuse or lack of everything in your life, you know, when you're alone, when you're little like that, it shapes who you are. All of a sudden, it's almost like you're born out of that experience with compassion and love and understanding and empathy for other people.
Hmm.
It's just who you are, because you probably see yourself in them, or you see them in yourself.
I'm glad to hear you say that. And my belief is that there's also the other side of that, where somebody may go into anger and fear and wanting to hurt somebody else because they were hurt. So this is just a testament to what you did with it and who you are. And so I can't imagine how you did, but we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
In more ways than one. When we come back, obviously, we're going to be talking more with Gail, and we're going to be talking about unveiling Rosanna, but there's so much unveiling going on already. And then a little later on, live music here on the Life Changes Show with Catherine Therrien when we come back after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and our guest, Gail Michael. We've been talking about so much, and this is, I wasn't expecting this, but there's so much that happens on the Life Changes Show. It's just, that's who we are and what it is, and we're so grateful that Gail has felt safe enough to share in this way. And so in unveiling Rosanna, what is she unveiling?
She's uncovering and facing all those parts of herself in this journey, in this process, this story that she goes on, this adventure. After finding her husband at work with his secretary and his infidelities, to put it gently on the radio, thinking before that she had the perfect marriage and the perfect life, the perfect children, everything just blows apart in her world, and she goes into deep depression. She tries to commit suicide. She goes on antidepressants. You know, she's in therapy, and she's pretty much numb. Hmm. Her husband actually marries his secretary after that. And so she's a shell of a woman. She used to be an artist. She doesn't paint anymore. And a dream, a repeated dream, keeps coming to her. And in it, it's a mystical spirit that comes. And he always takes her to the island of Capri, and they stand on the cliff tops looking out at the Mediterranean. And in the last dream, before she goes to the island, he says, you were born of the rocks and the sea here. Your name shall be Roxanna. Here you will find all the answers that you're looking for. And so she resigns from her job. She ends up going to the island of Capri, much like my story. And the whole thing is loosely based on my life and my adventures. I've just changed the trauma. And so she goes and rents a villa. And in the beautiful Italian countryside, with the huge lemons and the smells and, you know, feeling like it's home for her, she's alone with the thoughts in her head. And then her world blows apart as the memories from the marriage and the things that she's tried to forget or stuff down inside of her come out, her feelings of not being enough, her feelings of it was all her fault, she's bad, she's a failure. And she has to face those and heal them. So she does eventually, with the help of some people on the island, and, you know, she does make some friends there. And listening to her inner voice, and the spirit still comes to her constantly, and he's a constant guide and protector of her. And so then when she's strong enough, she starts venturing off the island and has these wild adventures. Some of them are comical with the southern Italians. They're so boisterous and talk with their hands and have big hearts. And she travels throughout Italy and Greece, and she's sculpted by a sculptor in Florence that she meets when she's standing in front of the David in the museum. She goes to Venice and she meets Elena, who tells her stories about life and how she views them through rose-colored glasses, and everything's beautiful, and they become great friends. You know, she goes to Greece and she's kidnapped by modern-day pirates off the coast of Santorini, and for 3 days she's on an 18th-century schooner just traveling and doesn't know what's going on, and they don't speak English, and she doesn't speak Greek.
I have to ask, did that happen to you, too?
I was on the 18th-century schooner with the three pirates.
Wow.
Yeah, and the story just came out of that. So they're all loosely based on my experiences over there. And she did go to Rome and fell in love with Natali. There is a Natali. And he gave me permission to do the book.
Ah, nice.
And, so it's the biggest thing is it's her unique journey about how she overcame the traumas in her life. And they're loosely based on how I did it, or some of it. And it's just a beautiful story.
Now, there's an excerpt I was hoping you would read us. And I'm curious, before we hear it, if it actually happened to you, too.
I did miss the last boat to Capri, the last hydrofoil, but I did not end up in this situation right here.
Okay. See, because what's interesting is this could very well happen. Like, we don't know the story about how you got on a pirate ship, but it's not enough that she's going through her own inner growth and all that stuff is bubbling up. She has to deal with real life stuff that happened to a person, to a woman, to a young woman. You know what I'm saying? That is part of life. So there's this life and the life that's inside wanting to come out. There's a lot to go through.
The story, all the comical parts, you know, she gets very emotional at times. And, you know, when I was over there, I was thinking, I should go back. My son was only 17 years old or 18 years old when I went for 6 months. And life would just happen crazy over in Italy. It would happen crazily. And these parts are beautiful because they kind of shift you out of whatever your thoughts are, you know, when you're ruminating.
And so let's hear. We're going to hear an excerpt from Unveiling Rosanna, read directly by the author, Gail Michael.
Un baca, signora. His wife, Peter, is stained, his hair dirty and unkempt. A gold Italian horn hangs from his neck on a thick chain. Yes, I need a boat to Capri. Come, me and my brother, we have boat, we take you. I have missed the last hydrofoil, so I hand him 50 euros, an exorbitant amount, and follow him. The old fishing boat doesn't look seaworthy. A large puddle covers the floorboards, and a small bucket half filled with water lies on its side. I have no other choice. I must get there tonight. Somewhere out to sea, a fight erupts between the men. They stand toe-to-toe, fists clenched, shouting in a dialect I can barely make out. After leveling his brother with a punch, Mario turns to me, teeth gnashing. My God, what have I done? I rummage through my purse. Mace! I hold my perfume bottle out in front of me. Mario approaches, every muscle in his body taut with rage.
Wow.
I'm glad you're laughing about it. Did you have fun writing certain parts of this?
Oh, yeah. I belly laughed the whole time. And then my heart just opened up when I was to the romantic parts. Not that it's a romance novel.
There's nothing wrong with that. But no, it's not. And I remember asking you specifically about that. And you said it's not. Do you remember what you said?
Yes.
Yes. Share what you said about it.
Well, if you could pull it up, that would be better because I don't remember exactly.
Okay, you share and then I'll also share if you left anything out. It's about a woman's unique journey into awakening after the failure of her marriage, which you said. She does fall in love in the book, but only after what? Healing and becoming whole.
Yes.
I loved that.
Yeah.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, I think you can only fall in love with someone else truly, deeply, when you've fallen in love with yourself. Everything else is just static.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important.
Somebody to fulfill parts of oneself and all that. And so she falls in love after she falls in love with herself?
Yes. Well, actually, in the book, she falls in love within 2.5 months.
Oh.
When she goes to Rome.
Okay.
And then she leaves him.
You sure it's not a romance?
Yeah. And then she leaves him because she's not sure and she's not completely healed. So she travels on and on and on. And every place she goes, she starts, you know, there's more uncovered and there's more she releases and more she forgives. And so by the end of the book, the story was very different at the end of the first book than the second book. But I'm not going to give it away.
Yes, no, let's not do that. And when you say the first book, you mean the first edition of this book. How interesting. Of course, that was 2008 when it first came out. Okay, mm-hmm. So now we're almost 2018, 10 years later. Now, 10 years from now, you could still write this book completely different. That might be interesting. But by then, what?
By then, the movie will be out.
By then, there
it'd be a great movie.
I like
more belly laughs.
Romantic comedy.
And more romance, yeah. Right.
Romantic comedy, yes. Yeah. I think we could use more of both. And I also thought it was interesting that her guides are St. Francis and Archangel Michael and Apollo and people like that. Where does that come from in your life?
We're really revealing a lot here, aren't we?
Oh.
When I was a child, when I was really little, when I was 3, that was my first memory, I could communicate.
Oh.
Yeah, with angels and Mother Mary and all that.
Wow.
And so that sort of followed me through my life as I've allowed it in. Because for a long time, after angry teenager, early 20s, I didn't. So that's where I get a lot of assistance, too. And everybody can. It's just a matter of just opening yourself up and listening to your inner voice and having the quiet inside your head and not the static that your mind takes on when you're needing a little bit of healing. So.
Wow. I had no idea. So we are, you and I, we need to spend more time together. Thank you. This is, wow, I thank you.
I had a lot of company when I was in Italy.
Wow, when are you going back?
As soon as I can, hopefully.
Well, I like how you also ended the little excerpt that you wrote me. So you said, I would say it's also about self-healing, self-love, and women's empowerment. And then speaking of about empowerment in general, you say, we can change this life we have. And then you say something that I haven't heard many people say. So we can change this life we have if we forgive ourselves and heal all of those parts of us that sabotage us.
Yes. It's if you come from trauma like that, like I did in my childhood, you subconsciously don't allow yourself for happiness, because you always think the bottom's going to fall out. So you sabotage relationships, you sabotage your investments and your money. You know, you run off and spend, you take your life savings and run off for 6 months and cliff dive. So I've always called myself a cliff diver. I don't cliff dive anymore.
Such wisdom spoken here and such unveiling from unveiling Gail to unveiling Rosanna. And it's Rosanna because the backdrop, of course, is Italy and Greece. You can learn more about Gail at gailmichael.com, just as it sounds. We're going to come back with just a couple more minutes with Gail after this and our Ask Dorothy segment, all on the Life Changes show right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and our guest has been and still is Gail Michael. We've been talking about so much, but including Unveiling Rosanna, which is one of the books that she's written. Of course, she's written other books, and she's a sculptor, and we talked about a poet and all that. I don't know how she finds time for all of this, and she has a full-time job, and she's a mother. How do you do it?
I don't know. I just do. I love life.
Well, it shows, and thank you for sharing that, and what a beautiful thing to be able to say after all that you shared earlier. And just really quickly, if people contact you and they see your art on Facebook, actually, go to Gail Michael on Facebook and you'll see her artwork. You have some classical pieces and things that aren't made these days. What does all that mean to you?
What they mean to me is, I think I've just connected with my soul, and my soul just loves creating with my hands, with the clay. And when I start to work the clay, there's like an energy that comes in. And that energy just creates it itself. And I just go along for the ride. So I don't have any training. I just do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Now you have to go.
I do have a teacher now. So
Yeah, and now you have to go to gailmichael.com or Facebook Gail Michael and see some of this work. It looks like something that was made centuries ago, or further back still. It's amazing. And I love how you post the process. You're saying, this is how it is now, and this is how it is now, and this is how it is now.
Oh, yeah.
I look forward to being amazed and inspired by you more and more, Gail.
Oh, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure being here with all of you.
A pleasure having you here. Gail Michael and gailmichael.com. And once again, the book Unveiling Rosanna. More power to you. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment and maybe even a shout-out, Mark?
Yeah, we got a quick shout-out to our friends at Kulak's Woodshed, which is a live music venue and multi-camera broadcast and recording studio with multi-track audio specializing in the promotion and celebration of singers and songwriters. All shows are webcast live with seating for 49 people, and artists range from beginners to Grammy winners. Check out kulakswoodshed.com. That's K-U-L-A-K-S, woodshed.com. Dorothy, my name is Andrea, and I'm from Kansas. The holidays are approaching, and since my mother's death 3 years ago, I have become more and more distant from my sisters and my brother. I've done a lot of work on myself, and I don't want to be rude, but it is as if my family does not know me, and all I have had to force myself to celebrate birthdays and holidays with them. No matter how hard I try, these gatherings are extremely uncomfortable, and I am miserable for weeks before and after we get together. They treat me poorly and talk down to me. I am angry with them, and this doesn't feel good. How can I gracefully bow out of these events?
Andrea, after my many near-death experiences, I have come to the understanding that we choose our families for the gifts they bring into our lives. Possibly the gift here is for you to love yourself enough to disengage from these family gatherings, since it is painful for you to attend these events. There is nothing wrong with making a better choice for yourself. You can simply opt out by sending a note to all concerned saying you need some time alone to sort out your future. More than likely, they may not understand. However, what is more important than them understanding is for you to make the best choice possible for you. It would be an excellent idea for you to forgive them for not knowing who you are. Forgiveness is really for you and not them. The Buddha once said that anger is like picking up a burning hot stone and throwing it at someone. You may hit them or you might not. However, you will burn yourself in the process. You can forgive them by writing a letter to them from your higher self to their higher selves. This can then be read to you by them and doesn't have to be sent. I believe it is time for you to find your soul family, and I know there are people out there who you will enjoy socializing with. You can find your soul family by thanking the universe each morning and evening for showing you the people you have come to interact with. I began this process years ago, and my closest friends today appeared from out of nowhere, and I'm now surrounded, interacting with, and being appreciated by my soul family members. I wish the same for you.
And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you all, and we'll be right back with our musical guest, Catherine Tarian, right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Gail Michael. And joining us in the studio is, what do they call them, Seattleites? She's from Seattle, Washington. I don't know why I had to go there. Born and raised, she's a singer-songwriter. From a young age, she would be found singing at the top of her lungs to families and to family members and friends. And so she is here with her boisterous personality and stage presence, going to be singing at the top of her lungs for all of you on the Life Changes Show. Welcome, Catherine Therrien.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now you're being like all meek. Oh, can I say something?
Absolutely.
One has ever done this. She came in with homemade chocolate chip cookies for everybody.
Because I have a kitchen now, so I was like really excited to do something like that, because I've been living in my car this summer. I have like a car tent, and I just pop up and sleep there, and I was just doing that this summer, and I just moved into a place, and I have an oven, so I get to do all the baking that my heart desires.
Somehow I let Dorothy sneak them out of here, though.
But you got one before it got out of the studio. Thank you so much. That was very special.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. There's one left. Thank you, Tess, for setting this all up.
So, yes, thank you. Oh, there are four left. Okay, thank you, Tess. So, thank you, Tess, for introducing us. And
I'm sorry, Brent, that you're gluten-free.
We're so glad you're here. Now, you're going to sing for us a song which has a story, and of course all the songs do. This is kind of really special.
Well, especially since it was the first song that I wrote when I moved to California from Seattle. And so I just got out of a really crappy relationship, and I was just like determined not to get into one for a while. And 2 weeks in, I met a boy on a pier when I was playing music. And the rest is kind of a history at that point. I met him, and I was just like, well, I guess I'm not staying single for too long after all. It was like 2 weeks after I'd moved down here. And so ended up writing the song for him. And after only knowing him for like a week, I played it for him. And he stuck around and didn't think I was crazy. So
He's still around.
And he's still around, yeah. almost 2 years now.
Ah, wow. Well, congratulations. And good on him. Now, I know his name's not this, but you've named the song Henry's Song.
Henry's Song, yeah.
Okay.
His name's Daniel.
But yeah, maybe he should change it to match the song, because the song is so good. Well, here is Catherine Therrien performing Henry's Song live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo.
I was wondering if you would mind if I was honest for just a moment of your time, 'cause you seem like the type that wouldn't mind me spilling my guts. But I've been wrong before, I've been so wrong before. I was wondering, I was wondering if you would mind me telling you thank you for making me smile. 'Cause this may not be the start of something, but it's something in itself. May not be the one I'm looking for, but you're really something else. But I probably shouldn't tell you this. No, I probably shouldn't tell you this. No, I probably shouldn't tell you this. But I'm probably gonna tell you this. 'Cause I like spending days nights with you, but I like being alone too. I like the way your lips feel on mine, keeping my heart in time. Conversations that I living door. I wanna learn about your soul, but I don't know just where this goes. We were both moving on, so I'll remember the good times that we had, running around beaches like little kids and meeting your mom and dad. Sparklers lighting up like the 4th of July, hanging out on curb sides, taking too long, saying goodnight. And I just wanna let you know that wherever you go, you can take the song. Remember the girl, ooh, just like you, want to change the world. Yeah, just like you, want to change the world. Yeah, she's just like you, she wants to change the world. And I hope you can get your chance to change the world. I was wondering if you'd mind if I could just take up about all of your time.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Amazing. Catherine Tarian. That was awesome. Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, you might have heard our program manager at BBS Radio Network just sent us a wow right in the middle of the song.
I
couldn't wait till the end. It was just too wow.
So if you hear a little ping,
that's what that is.
It's a ping.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you want to learn about Catherine, they could find you on Instagram. They find you on YouTube. And do you have a website?
I don't really have a website. It's just through Instagram
and YouTube.
And YouTube.
Okay.
And I have a Facebook Music page.
Facebook Music.
I'm all
right
over social media. Some of my stuff's on Spotify. And I mean, I'm all over the place, but.
You sure are. And you're going to be all over the place more and more. More power to you. So look for her as Catherine Tarian, Catherine with a K. And then Tarian is T-E-R-R-I-E-N. Oh, and the program manager just sent, and she's going to be playing on BBS Radio. So there it goes. People
Thank
can
you.
Hear
Thank
you there. So Catherine Tarian, T-E-R-R-I-E-N. Now, you, I'm just curious, what did that mean to you? What did you think you were doing when you were standing in the middle of the room singing at the top of your lungs as a little girl?
Oh, wow. I think I just wanted, well, actually, I wanted to prove my parents wrong, because when I was younger, I had a terrible voice, and my entire family, it sounds horrible, but we're kind of a sarcastic family in general, and so they would be like, oh, who's killing a cat, and all that stuff, and so I basically started my music career out of spite.
Well, you exactly. You showed them.
Hi, Mom and Dad. This is your shout out.
and no, do they have a song yet?
They sort of do.
No,
but they're super supportive. My whole family's supportive. My brother is listening actually in my apartment right now.
Aww.
And everyone in my family, they were super supportive when I decided I wanted to do this. And they were actually telling me, like, oh, just quit college. Like, just do your music. And so
wow.
I was just like, no, like, I'm going to be rebellious. I'm going to get an education. And then I dropped out after a year.
You sure they didn't figure out how to get you to do things? Tell you not to?
Maybe.
All right. So we get to hear another song. And this one is called?
This one is called Lights.
Lights. And and what is it about?
This one is kind of just about life in general, how it's never what you expect it to be, but...
No.
Yeah, I know, right? Such a bummer.
I'm glad you wrote a song about it.
Seriously. In the process, like, you just find that it was the way it was supposed to be anyway, even if there were some jagged edges along the way.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to hear your version of it. Here is Catherine Tarian performing Lights here in Studio NoHo at the on the Life Changes Show.
Thank you.
Understand. They ignore us 'cause they never will. They call us lazy because we enjoy life. That we'll never learn to move 'cause they never learn to stand still. Isn't it funny how you need what I've got, and I need what you have just the same? So why don't we learn from each other? 'Cause that's the only way we'll ever gain. Time, oh, now how I want it, it turns how I need it. They call us naive 'cause we love that someday this world might change. We might learn to love each other and eventually be on the same page. Isn't it funny how you knew what I've got? What you have just the same. So why are we fighting our brothers and our sisters when we could be the ones easing the pain? Oh, 'cause I've seen the light.
Catherine Tarian. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Find her on Instagram and YouTube. There's some videos there. We've also, on our Life Changes show page, have included other links to her. And like, for example, if you want to book her for, especially the holidays coming up,
holiday
right?
Holiday parties.
Right? How great that you do that. And, you know... And she performs all around town, so you might see her around, say hi, tell her you've heard her on the Life Changes show, and congratulate her for you too. You're inspiring. And there was this
Thanks
moment
so much.
When, I mean, both Mark and I are kind of in your line of sight, but there was this moment in the middle of the song where your eyes bypassed both of us and they went straight to Gail. And like there was this, yeah, and Gail at like moments later turned to me and mouthed "Wow," and had tears in her eyes. So thank you both
so
for
beautiful.
Bringing in.
Yeah. It kind of pertains to your story, so yeah. You're a courageous woman too for going on the radio and having talks with people about all of this and being so open. So I appreciate that in people in general, and that it sounds like a beautiful story.
But
so
you are too. I mean, your music is just incredible.
Thank
it's
you
just
so
soul
much.
Moving.
Thank you.
Well,
that's S-O-U-L moving, not soul moving.
I like that, S-O-U-L moving. Soul moving. We might have to use that, Gail. Or you might. It's yours.
Patent pending.
And there could be a song written about it. Who knows? But in the meantime, so special. Again, thank you to Tess Cacciatore for introducing us to Catherine Therrien. And thank you, Catherine, for being here. All the best to you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Gail, for introducing yourself to me however many years ago on Facebook. And it's been wonderful, and it's wonderful having you here today and sharing your story, especially
Pleasure.
In the way that you
thank
did.
You.
That
thank
is
you, Mark.
Our show. A big thank you also to Brent Hahn here at Cedar Noho for making us sound so great.
Thank you, Brent.
On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes like I know ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to The Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.